This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, March 21st, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. Instead of offering up sanctions to countries that do things we in the U.S. don't like, why not offer anti-sanctions for countries that are troubled? Drop the trade restrictions and other impediments to trade for countries that are in the most need. Bill Watson is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. He comments. When I spoke with Andrei Larionov about matters in Ukraine, this was before the invasion, the securing of Crimea on behalf of Vladimir Putin. I asked him, well, how do we is it possible to just give Ukraine the benefits of free trade? Because trade restrictions were part of the issues over Russia's dealings with them, and you have a similar idea. Now that these events have occurred.
Yeah, unfortunately, the knee-jerk reaction is always to do something negative, to impose some kind of sanction and to reduce the liberty of the American people to do business with Russians or the Russian people to do business with the United States. Thankfully, the Obama administration appears to be looking toward something a little bit more targeted, some kind of targeted sanctions on particular individuals, travel bans and asset freezes for any money that they have in U.S. banks. Unfortunately, every proposal for a sanction, one of its best arguments is that it's not as bad as something else, right? Where sanctions are not as bad as going to war, targeted sanctions are not as bad as general sanctions. And there's not enough discussion of what good things we could do as a response to this crisis in a way that increases liberty in the U.S. and abroad. Thankfully, there are a few proposals being floated around this time that really deserve some attention. There are some members of Congress that have proposed expanding oil and gas exports, not just to Ukraine, but also to Europe in general. Certainly opening up U.S. production to global markets is a good thing for the United States. And it has the potential to stabilize markets, to provide alternative sources of energy, and to help countries in Eastern and Western Europe become less dependent on Russia. And so in that way, it becomes a targeted policy that you can use as a response to Russia's actions, but is one that is not punitive. It's one that's designed to make life better for particular people. Another one that I think is even more direct would be for the United States to drop tariffs on imports from Ukraine. The European Union has floated a similar proposal that looks likely to succeed, and the United States could very easily do the same thing by renewing the General System of Preferences program, which expired in the summer of 2013. Congress hasn't gotten around to renewing the program. It's not politically controversial. It just needs a little bit of energy, some will to get it through. And this crisis in Ukraine is an excellent example of something that could get it over the finish line, and we could make a policy change that was beneficial to Americans and to Ukrainians.
So if I understand you correctly, you're talking about in countries that are troubled, you know, however defined, a unilateral free trade agreement.
That's right. That's right. The U.S., this General System of Preferences program is something that the U.S. And a number of other developed countries have in place to provide preferential access to developing countries. And Ukraine is on the list of countries that would receive preferential access to the U.S. You know, part of this whole crisis in Ukraine began because of an effort to reduce trade barriers between Ukraine and the European Union through a free trade agreement. So Europe's response has been to provide its concessions unilaterally, to just give Ukraine those concessions and open up its market. And the U.S. could do the same thing as a very productive response to the situation.
Just to clarify, you're not talking about doing this exclusively for countries because, of course, the United States should unilaterally do this for all of our trading partners?
Oh, sure. We should be dropping all of our trade barriers all around the world. There's no economic justification for any of these trade barriers. The benefit at this point is to recognize the political will that might be there to do a good deed, to engage in a good policy change in response to the crisis. Not because the crisis makes it a good policy, but because the crisis adds to the immediate impact of that good policy and provides an excuse to do something right.
Bill Watson is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.